I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. The Blind Boys of Alabama started making music together more than 60 years ago. In 1944, the group of seven singers performed in black churches, schools, and auditoriums. But since that somewhat humble start, the group has earned four Grammy Awards and the admiration of generations of music lovers. They've performed all over the country and the world. Most recently, the Blind Boys of Alabama paid a special visit to New Orleans to make their newest album, titled Down in New Orleans.
You better mind.
You better mind.
You better.
Joining us in Studio 4B are Jimmy Carter and Ricky McKinney of the Blind Boys of Alabama. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, hello, and thank you for having us here.
Yeah, we're just glad to be here.
Now, Mr. Carter, I understand that you are one of the founders of the group. So how did you all meet?
Well, we met at this school for the blind in a little town in Alabama called Talladega. And so blind kids from all over the state came to that school. That's how we met up. We started singing together and listening to music, and we decided to go out on our own June the 10th, 1944.
Did you always know you could sing?
I did.
You didn't need anybody to tell you that.
I would sing around the house when I was 4 and 5 years old. I had a little tobacco box as my microphone. I was singing, you know, being my own DJ.
How did you all get together with the other fellas, though? Was it just hanging out together, who could sing and who couldn't sing?
We started off singing in a mixed big choir, and then we left the choir and started singing a male chorus. So we found out that we could do pretty good. And so we decided to try to make a go professional.
Would you tell me a little bit about the early days, though, performing in the segregated South? Did you have a sense of, you know, where you were how you were being treated and things of that sort?
We knew our place. We were singing in predominantly black churches, schools, and auditoriums. Yeah, like you say, in the segregated South, it was segregated big time back then, and you know it was hard. You did a program, you're tired, and you couldn't find a decent place to stay, so you had to stay in rundown places. But we were dedicated and we were determined to stick it out, and that's what the school did for us. It taught us patience. It taught us endurance. And it taught us perseverance. And so that's how we accomplished what we have accomplished today.
Mr. McKinney, I think you've been with the group for something like 20 years now, more than 20 years. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I've been here for a while. I've been on the Blind Boys most of my life, but I'm just glad to be a part of the organization.
What made you want to join the group?
Well, the Blind Boys have traveled all over the world. I had traveled with the Blind Boys throughout the United States, and they called me to come to go to Australia. So I wanted to go to Australia. I always wanted to see other places. So I came, and here I am today.
What about you? Did you always know you could sing?
Yeah, I always felt I could sing, yeah.
And when you all first began singing together, it was in a style called Jubilee, right, Mr. Carter?
It was Jubilee, yeah. It was a glorified rap, really, you know.
What? People, you mean we all didn't invent that? We thought we invented it.
No, you didn't. We did. We just sang ours and y'all talk yours.
Can you give me an example?
Well, it's a form of rap, you know, like dun 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 dun, you know, it's just like that.
Just like that. Okay. In fact, it wasn't the first name of the group, the Happy Land Jubilee Singers. Was that about
when the group started out? We were called the Happy Land Jubilee Singers. The Blind Boys name came up. That's another story altogether.
So how did the name the Blind Boys happen then?
Well, it was another group the Jackson Harmoniers out of Mississippi. They were also blind. And this promoter in Newark, New Jersey, had a brainstorm. He said, I'm gonna get these two groups together, and I'm gonna call one the Blind Boys of Alabama and the Blind Boys of Mississippi, and we're gonna have a battle of music among the two.
A face-off. Smackdown.
Yeah, so he got the groups together, and the name has stuck until this day.
But how do you feel about that, now, if you don't mind my asking? Because you are a grown man.
Oh, that's we don't mind that.
You don't mind?
No.
You never thought about changing it?
No,
the visually impaired African-Americans?
We love the Blind Boys.
Okay.
And I think everybody else, you know, he loves it too.
Okay. And then you kind of move from the Jubilee style into sort of more of the gospel style.
We graduated from Jubilee, although we still do Jubilee. And then we came into traditional gospel music. Now we do it all. We do Jubilee, we do traditional gospel, we do contemporary sometimes, even though personally I don't like that. But you change with the times. You know, some people like contemporary, so we try to please everybody, you know.
What don't you like about contemporary?
Well, I don't want to go into that.
What about you, Mr. McKinney? Do you have a favorite genre?
Well, you know, music is just music. And at the time when the Blind Boys got started, Jubilee was the music of the time. As the eras began to move forward, I just think that contemporary is just the music of today. You know, the young people of today, they're rapping and they have contemporary sound. So that's the sound of today.
Well, one of the things, that regardless of whatever genre you're singing, one of the things that I think people associate with your group is the energy, that energy that comes through regardless. And I'm going to play a little bit from the latest album. It's called You Got to Move.
You got to move.
Where does that energy come from, Mr. Carr?
Well, it comes from God. God gives us that energy because we're singing about Him and we're singing for Him. So He keeps us motivated.
But what about you, Mr. McKinney? Is it ever hard to kind of keep that energy up given your demanding schedule? I mean, even today, you all are touring and touring and touring all over the place. Is it ever hard to maintain that energy?
Well, it gets hard for me every night. I play drums for the Blind Boys of Alabama as well as sing background. So anytime I got to be following Jimmy and he's on a fast song, he makes it hard for me every night. So so every night it gets a little hard, but as long as the people are still jumping and enjoying the songs, we're going to lay it on them.
That's right. When I get through, Ricky, he's washed down in sweat.
Washed out.
Oh, my goodness. Washed down and wiped out.
Yeah,
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Mr. Carr. You were saying, you know, a lot of jazz and soul performers got their start in gospel. Were you ever tempted?
No, we were offered to go into another field, but we turned it down. We didn't want to do that.
How come?
We were dedicated gospel singers. We you know.
You feel it's more of a calling than just a job.
It is a calling for the Blind Boys. It is a calling. It's more than a job. It's a calling. We were designated to sing gospel songs.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with members of the Blind Boys of Alabama about their music and their new album, Down in New Orleans. You have a song on this new album that speaks to a calling, I think, and especially lending a helping hand. It's titled Make a Better World, and it features the Hot 8 Brass Band. Let's play a little bit of that.
Built on skills, and that alone don't count. Without the sweat and toils of mine, it wouldn't be worth a dime. You got to live and give, share and care, put some love in the air. And when your neighbor's down, pick him up. No one can live in despair.
Come on and sing,
sing, sing, sing.
Well, that's lovely.
The world is not what we would like for it to be. That's why the song says, make a better world. Let's strive to fix the world as best we can.
Curious, though, about why you decided to do down in New Orleans. Was it that you wanted to call attention to the situation down there after Katrina, or is it just you just love the music? Or?
Well, it was both. It was both. We told the people that we were trying to bring hope, you know. And so we told the people that we cannot build a house. We cannot help you build New Orleans back. You don't know how to use a hammer or a nail. But we can bring hope to you with our music, and that's what we tried to do.
You've had some other great collaborations on this album. Like you have Alan Toussaint, and let's play a little bit of that. Here it is with Here You Are with Alan Toussaint and If I Could Help Somebody. Let's play a little bit.
If I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can help somebody in a word or song, if I can help somebody from doing wrong, then my living will not be in vain.
So, all right, Mr. Carter, tell the truth. Now, you've worked with your mates, the Blind Boys, for so long. Was it hard to bring in these new collaborators? Was it a little hard to get used to some new stuff?
Well, it was a challenge, really. You know, people like the New Orleans people, and people like Ben Harper and Aaron Neville and all those people. It was a challenge, you know, when they brought the material to us, and we got on it and gave us the gospel touch with the Blind Boys. we got it going on.
You got it going on. Did you have to school them a little bit, some of these youngins?
Well, we had to let them know what was up. We had to do a little adjustment. We had to adjust so that they loved to work with us, and we loved to work with them. And most of them, you know, came from the church anyway, so it really wasn't that hard.
You know, sometimes, though, there's a little bit of tension between folks who started in the church and then went off to do secular music and the folks who stayed in the church. Do you ever feel that way?
I never felt that way because all of the people that we deal with, you know, even though they might have gone away from the church, they still have a little God in them, so that makes it work.
Mr. McKinney, Mr. Carter, what possibly have you got left to do?
Well,
you've done it all.
Done it all, but, you know, we're just waiting to see what is on the next horizon. Whatever it is, we're going to meet it head on.
I understand you do have a world tour coming up, though.
Yeah, we're going overseas. In fact, we're going to a country I've never been to before. We're going to Hungary. Never been there before, but I'm looking forward to that.
What about you, Mr. McKinney? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the 5th Grammy. That's what I'm looking forward to. And Lord's willing, nothing happened. We're gonna give it to him this time.
I think so.
And because you know we've been away from the record for about 2 years, so y'all get ready because the Blind Boys on our way back.
That's right. Jimmy Carter and Ricky McKinney are members of the Grammy Award winning group, 4-time Grammy Award winning group, waiting on their 5th. The Blind Boys of Alabama. Their new album is Down in New Orleans. Thank you so much for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you for having us, and God bless you.
Thank you again.
Learn more about the Blind Boys of Alabama, please visit our website at npr.org/tellmemore, where you can also visit our blog. Tell us what music you like to hear. Plus, discover thousands of stories, interviews, and performances at NPR's new music website, npr.org/music. And that's our program for today. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Let's talk more tomorrow.